Welcome to a deep dive
Oh, this is exciting.
into the world of AI voice cloning.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about having Morgan Freeman read your grocery list,
Right.
though that would be pretty awesome.
I'd listen to that book.
Yes. Today we're going beyond the what and exploring the how.
Yes.
Those subtle nuances of human speech, like laughter and pacing that
Yeah.
AI is trying to master.
What's fascinating here is that we're looking at paralinguistics, the way we deliver words,
Oh,
not just the words themselves.
okay.
And our source material for this deep dive is cutting-edge research from some brilliant minds at the IT University of Copenhagen.
Wow, okay.
They've been dissecting these voice cloning platforms to see just how convincingly human they can get.
So, buckle up. We're about to get seriously nerdy with this academic paper, but don't worry, we'll keep things fun.
Right.
After all, who doesn't love the idea of AI trying to tell a joke? But before we get to AI stand-up,
Yep.
let's start with the basics. What exactly is voice cloning?
There are two main approaches. The first is text-to-speech, or TTS. This is what you probably use every day with your phone's voice assistant,
Right.
or those automated messages you hear on hold. The AI learns from text paired with audio,
Okay.
then generates new speech based on whatever you type in.
I see.
The second approach is voice-to-voice, or VTV. Think of this as an audio filter that transforms existing speech into someone else's voice.
Okay.
It's super helpful for real-time applications like live dubbing because it needs less training data.
For this deep dive, we're focusing on TTS and some hybrid systems, right?
That's right. And the paper looks at some major players in the field.
Okay.
11 Labs, Google TTS, Bark,
Yeah.
you name it.
Wow.
They're all trying to crack the code of human-like speech.
So let's get to the fun stuff.
All right.
Can AI actually laugh? I mean, laughter is so nuanced and emotional. I'm
Yeah.
super curious to see how AI handles that.
You'd be surprised how few platforms even mention laughter. Bark is one of the few that advertises synthetic laughter as a feature.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But does it actually sound like a genuine laugh? The researchers included an example in the paper. Let's give it a listen.
Let's hear it.
Okay, yeah, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and I can confidently say that no human would ever laugh like that.
Right?
It sounds more like a robot trying to imitate laughter than a genuine expression of amusement.
Yeah, this highlights what the researchers call the transcription problem.
Yeah.
How do you even tell an AI how to laugh?
Yeah.
Think about it. When we write ha ha ha, it barely captures the sound, the
Wow.
rhythm, the breathiness of a real laugh.
Yeah.
One platform, Fake You, even has phonetic spelling guidelines for laughter, suggesting things like muhahaha.
Oh, wow.
It sounds just as awkward as you'd imagine.
That makes you realize just how much we convey through subtle variations in our speech.
Yes.
So it's not just about the AI being bad at laughing, it's also about how we communicate the concept of laughter to the machine.
Precisely. And it gets even weirder when you look at the experiments the researchers did with 11 Labs.
Oh.
They discovered that even tiny changes in spelling, like ha-ha versus ha-ha, could drastically change how the AI delivered the laugh.
Wait, so just changing the spelling changes the AI's delivery.
It
Let's
does.
hear those examples.
Right.
Wow, the ha-ha sounds almost maniacal,
Yeah.
while the hee-hee is more like a chuckle.
Right.
Who knew spelling could be so powerful? It's like we're giving the AI little hints to nudge it in the right direction.
That's a great way to think about it. And that brings us to the concept of prompting.
Okay.
By adding extra text, like he laughed,
Yeah.
the researchers could influence the AI's delivery.
So it's like whispering stage directions to the machine. Okay, AI, this time I want you to sound genuinely amused.
Exactly. Think of prompting, like giving the AI hints to guide its performance. It's a fascinating aspect of voice cloning because it shows how much control we can exert over the AI's output. But as we'll see, it's not always predictable.
Speaking of unpredictable, let's shift gears to something a bit more complex, stuttering. How does AI handle a speech pattern that's often seen as, well, a disruption in the flow of words?
This is where things get a little more complicated,
Oh.
and it raises some interesting questions about how AI reflects our perceptions of normal speech.
I have a feeling this is where things get interesting.
The researchers found that some platforms, like the now defunct Cokie, actually advised users to avoid stuttering for best results. It's as if they're saying, hey, if you want to use our AI, you better sound perfect.
That's definitely not a good look. It sends the message that anything deviating from a perfectly smooth delivery is somehow less desirable.
and even 11 Labs, while not explicitly forbidding stuttering, puts a lot of emphasis on creating consistent speech, which further reinforces that idea.
So even if it's not intentional, this technology could end up excluding people who stutter. That's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. And when the researchers tried to transcribe stutters with 11 Labs, things got really interesting. They tried a sentence like, keep the audio consistent, and guess what happened?
I'm guessing it didn't go well.
Not exactly. Instead of stuttering, the AI just said CC, like it was reading the letters literally.
Yeah.
It completely missed the nuance of a stutter.
Wow. So the AI couldn't grasp the subtle variations in timing and inflection that make a stutter sound authentic.
But here's where things get really interesting. The researchers tried prompting again, this time adding the phrase, he stuttered, after the sentence. It's as if they were saying, hey, AI, pay attention. This is intentional.
And did it work? Could the AI actually stutter?
Surprisingly, yes, sometimes. The AI actually produced a more believable stutter, but only with that specific example.
So prompting can be a powerful tool, but it's not always consistent. It's like a magic trick that only works half the time.
Right.
You never know what you're going to get.
And that's part of what makes AI so fascinating and frustrating at the same time. We don't fully understand why certain prompts work and others fail. There's still a lot of mystery surrounding how these systems operate.
We've covered AI trying to laugh and stutter, both with mixed results. What other paralinguistic adventures did the researchers explore?
Well, they also looked at pacing, something we're all familiar with, especially when listening to podcasts. You probably adjust the playback speed all the time, right?
Guilty as charged. I'm always speeding things up or slowing them down, depending on the content and my mood.
Sure.
But how does pacing work with AI voice cloning?
Platforms like Google TTS and Speechify keep it simple with speed sliders or time codes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just adjust the playback speed like you would with any audio file.
Mm-hmm.
But 11 Labs, always pushing the boundaries, decided to try prompting again.
Oh, really?
They claimed you could influence the AI's pacing by adding phrases like, he said slowly, to your text.
11 Labs trying to get fancy with prompting. Color me surprised.
Yeah, I know, right?
But I bet the results were unpredictable.
You bet. Sometimes the prompt itself was delivered slowly, not the actual phrase they wanted the AI to say.
Hold on, let's hear some of these pacing experiments. I have to hear this to believe it.
Okay.
Okay, that is weird. It's like the AI is so focused on following the prompt that it forgets what it's actually supposed to be saying.
Yeah.
And in some cases, the pitch changes too, like an old record player.
Right.
It adds this unintentional emotion to the speech.
Right. And what's even more interesting is that 11 Labs admitted they don't fully understand how their AI works in these cases.
Oh.
Once again, it highlights the mystery surrounding prompting and the black box nature of these systems.
So after all these deep dives into laughter, stuttering, and pacing, what's the big takeaway?
Yeah.
Can AI really capture the full range of human expression?
That's the million-dollar question. And the paper concludes that while rich paralinguistic expression is possible with AI, it takes a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's inconsistent.
So the default AI voice is this neutral, flawless being.
Right.
But that raises a whole bunch of questions. What kind of bodies are these AI voices reflecting? And are they truly inclusive of all the ways humans communicate?
Exactly. We're going to need some time to unpack all of that. Stay tuned for part two of this deep dive, where we'll continue this fascinating conversation.
Awesome. Can't wait. Welcome back. Before we dove into the fascinating world of AI trying to master laughter, stuttering, and pacing, you mentioned that we're not just talking about making AI voices sound more human.
You're right. It's really about how these voices will impact our interactions with each other and technology and how we perceive what it means to be human.
Especially since, as we've heard, the default in AI seems to be this perfectly smooth, flawless delivery.
Right.
It really makes you wonder what that says about how we view human communication.
Yeah, it's a great point. Think about how this emphasis on perfect speech might impact someone who stutters or has other speech variations.
It's like saying, hey, your way of speaking isn't the norm, so we need to fix it.
Yeah.
And that's totally not okay.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the paper's main argument. We need to be more aware of what they call the cultures we're creating with AI.
Okay.
And how those cultures impact the way we think about and interact with these voices.
So what can we do?
Well,
how do we push for these technologies to be more inclusive and reflect the diversity of human voices?
It starts with changing our perception of perfect speech. Instead of trying to eliminate variations, we should celebrate them.
Yeah.
Those stumbles, pauses, and unique rhythms are what make us human.
It's like how a chef might tell you that the imperfections in a loaf of sourdough are what give it character.
Yes.
You don't want a perfectly uniform loaf. You want something with a little personality.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's about embracing the unique qualities of each voice instead of striving for some artificial standard of perfection.
So how do we encourage this shift in thinking? Especially when it comes to AI development, it seems like a pretty massive undertaking.
It definitely won't be easy. For starters, we need to challenge the assumptions embedded in these systems. Right now, many AI models are trained on massive data sets that might not reflect the true diversity of human speech. We need more diverse data sets
Yeah.
that include voices from all walks of life.
That means going beyond just collecting data. We need to make sure the people contributing to those data sets represent the population. Different accents, speech patterns, variations in pacing and tone, the whole spectrum.
Absolutely. We need to ensure everyone has a seat at the table when creating these voices of the future. That's what true inclusivity looks like.
And it's not just about representation, it's also about education, right?
You're right. We need to teach people about the nuances of human speech and why it's important to embrace different ways of speaking. It's about dismantling this idea that there's one right way to communicate.
Because sometimes a well-placed pause or a change in pacing can completely change the meaning of what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between a period and an exclamation point at the end of a sentence.
Exactly. These variations add depth and richness to our communication. And as AI voice cloning becomes more prevalent in our lives, it's crucial that these technologies reflect the full beauty and complexity of how we speak.
Okay, I'm getting fired up here.
Yeah.
I can see how powerful this technology can be, but we need to be mindful of how we shape its development and
I
use.
agree. There's so much potential for positive impact, but we need to be thoughtful and proactive in addressing the potential downsides as well.
Speaking of downsides, we've touched on the risks of exclusion, but what other challenges do we need to consider?
Well, one major concern is misuse. Imagine someone using AI voice cloning to create deepfakes, impersonating someone else for malicious purposes.
That's a scary thought. It's like the ultimate catfish scenario. You think you're talking to someone you know, but it's actually an AI mimicking their voice.
Exactly, and this raises critical questions about security and verification. How do we know if the voice we're hearing is genuine? And how do we protect ourselves from being manipulated or deceived?
These are some serious challenges, and it feels like we're just scratching the surface here.
We are. But the good news is that by talking about these challenges, we can start to think about solutions. It's not just a matter of developing the technology, but also about educating people on how to use it ethically and responsibly.
We need to foster a culture of critical awareness around AI voice cloning. People need to understand how it works, what it can and can't do, and the potential pitfalls we need to avoid.
Couldn't agree more. It's not about being afraid of the technology, but rather being informed and empowered to use it wisely.
We've covered a lot of ground today, and I think it's time for us to take a breath and reflect on everything we've discussed so far.
Agreed. There's a lot to unpack here, and I think it's important for everyone listening to take a moment and consider the implications of this technology for themselves and for society as a whole.
Stay tuned for part three of this deep dive, where we'll explore the potential impact of AI voice cloning on our lives and how we can work together to shape a future where this technology is used for good. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the world of AI voice cloning
Yeah.
and the fascinating nuances of how we speak. We've uncovered some pretty surprising things about how AI handles,
Yeah.
things like laughter, stuttering, and even just the pace of speech.
We've just started scratching the surface
Yeah.
of the potential impact of this technology.
It's not just about making AI sound more human.
No.
It's about how these voices will change the way we interact,
Yes.
create, and even understand what it means to be human.
Yeah. So let's dive into those potential impacts.
Okay.
What are some ways AI voices could change things for the better?
Like, give me some good stuff. What's the positive side?
Imagine personalized audiobooks narrated by the voice of a loved one,
Okay.
virtual assistants that can respond with empathy and understanding,
Yeah.
even AI-generated
Oh,
music
wow.
that captures the raw emotion of a human performer.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah.
You could listen to your favorite childhood book read by your grandma's voice, or have an AI companion that feels like a genuine friend.
Right.
The possibilities are truly mind-blowing.
And think about the applications for accessibility. Someone with a speech impediment could use AI to communicate more easily. Or someone who's lost their voice could have it restored through technology.
Yeah.
It's really incredible to think about the potential for positive change.
But as with any powerful technology,
sure,
we need to be aware of the potential downsides. We've already talked about the risks of exclusion and the need for diverse data sets, but what are some other challenges that we need to be prepared for?
Yeah. Well, one major concern is misuse. Think about someone using AI voice cloning to create deepfakes.
Yeah.
Impersonating others for malicious purposes.
Oh, no. That's a scary thought. It's like the ultimate catfish scenario. You think you're talking to someone you know, but it's actually an AI mimicking their voice.
Exactly. And it raises important questions about trust and authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
In our digital communications.
Yeah.
How will we know if the voice we're hearing is genuine? How will we protect ourselves from being manipulated or deceived?
It seems like we're going to need some pretty sophisticated tools and strategies to combat these threats.
We will. And it's not just a technological challenge.
Right.
It's also a societal one.
Oh, right.
We need to educate people about the potential risks of AI voice cloning and help them develop a healthy skepticism when it comes to online information.
It's like we need to develop a whole new set of digital literacy skills to navigate this evolving landscape.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we need to do it proactively.
Yeah.
We can't just wait for these problems to arise and then react.
Right.
We need to anticipate potential challenges and work together to find solutions.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about the choices we make as a society in how we develop and use it.
Precisely. And this brings us back to the concept of cultures of the AI paralinguistic that the researchers highlight in their paper.
All right.
We need to consciously shape those cultures in a way that promotes responsible use, ethical development, and inclusivity.
It's about thinking beyond the technical aspects.
Yes.
And considering the broader social and ethical implications.
Exactly. And it's a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
Yeah.
Not just the experts. We need artists, ethicists, philosophers, social scientists, everyday users. Everyone has a role to play in shaping a future where AI voice cloning enhances human connection rather than diminishes it.
Because ultimately, it's not about replacing human voices. It's about expanding the possibilities of human expression.
Hmm.
It's about finding new ways to connect, to create, to communicate, and to understand one another more deeply.
And that's a future I'm excited to be a part of.
Me too. And on that hopeful, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of AI voice cloning. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are inspired to think critically about the role of technology in shaping our future.